अधमाधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदनन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यमुनातीरवनचारी यमुनातीरवनचारी। जयो राधमाधव कुञ्जबिहारी। जयो राधमाधव कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। जय श्री हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jai Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radha Vrindavan Bihari Radhe Jaya Shri Gauranga Shri Gauranga Shri Gauranga Jaya Shri Gauranga Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki, Srila Prabhupad Ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya mudirae nashta praye svabhadresho nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. So, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 17, The Descent of the River Ganges, Verse Number 5. Poor Lene. Verse number, text number 4. Tato neka sahasra koti Vimanika sankula deva Yanena vatara anti dumandalam Avarya Brahma Sadane Nipatiti Tato Neka Sahastra Koti Vimana Neka Sankula Deva Yane Navatara Anti Dumandalam Avarya Brahma Sadane Nipatati ಸತೇನೇಕ ಸಹಸ್ರ ಕೋಟಿ ವಿಮಾನಾನೇಕ ಸಂಕುಲ ದೇವ ಯಾನೇನ ಅವತಾರ ಆಂತಿ ದುಮಂಡಲಂ ಆವಾರ್ಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸದನೆ ನಿಪತತಿ. ತತೋನೇಕ ಸಹಸ್ರ ಕೋಟಿ ವಿಮಾನಾನೇಕ ಸಂಕುಲ ದೇವ ಯಾನೇನ ಅವತಾರಾಂತಿ ದುಮಂಡಲಂ ಆವಾರ್ಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸದನೆ ನಿಪತತಿ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ, ತತೋನೇಕ ಸಹಸ್ರ ಕೋಟಿ ವಿಮಾನಾನೇಕ ಸಂಕುಲ ದೇವ ನಾನೇನ ಅವತಾರ ಆಂತಿ ದುಮಂಡಲಂ ಆವಾರ್ಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸದನೆ ನಿಪತತಿ. ಬೋಲ್ರೆ ಟು ವಟ್ ವಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ತತಃ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸೆವೆನ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೆವೆನ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೇಜಸ್ ಅನೇಕ ಮೇನಿ ಸಹಸ್ರ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ಸ್ ಕೋಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಮಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ವಿಮಾನ ಅನೇಕ ವಿತ್ ಕಾಂಟಿಜೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಏರೋಪ್ಲೇನ್ಸ್ ಸಂಕುಲ ಕಂಜೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ದೇವಯಾನೇನ ಬೈ ದ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ವೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಅವತಾರಂತಿ ಡಿಸೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಇಂದುಮಂಡಲಂ ದ ಮೂನ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ ಅವಾರ್ಯ ಇನಾಂಡೇಟೆಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸದನೆ ಟು ದ ಅಬೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅಟಾಪ್ ಸುಮೇರಿ ಪರ್ವತ್ ನೀ ಪತತಿ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್ ಡೌನ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸೆವೆನ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್ ನಿಯರ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಲೋಕ ದ ಪೋಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ ದ ಗ್ಯಾಂಜಸ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ವೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಬಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲೆಸ್ಟಿಯರ್ ಏರ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ಸ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನಾಂಡೇಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೂನ್ ಚಂದ್ರ ಲೋಕ ಅಂಡ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ರೀಚಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸ್ ಅಬೌಡ್ ಅಟಾಪ್ ಮೌಂಟ್ ಮೇರು. ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಟ್ ಗ್ಯಾಂಜಸ್ ರಿವರ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ದ ಕಾಜಲ್ ಓಷನ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಕವರಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ ವಾಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕಾಜಲ್ ಓಷನ್ ಲೀಕ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಾಮನ್ ದೇವ್ ಇಟ್ ಫ್ಲೋಸ್ ಡೌನ್ ಟು ದ ಧ್ರುವ ಲೋಕ ದ ಪೋಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಟು ದ ಸೆವೆನ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್ ಬಿನೀತ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಲೋಕ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಡ್ ಟು ದ ಮೂನ್ ಬೈ ಇನೋಮರೇಬಲ್ ಕೊಲೆಸ್ಟ್ರಿಯಲ್ ಏರೋಪ್ಲೇನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ಟಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೌಂಟನ್ ಮೇರು ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಸುಮೇರು ಪರ್ವತ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ದ ವಾಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗ್ಯಾಂಜಸ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ರೀಚಸ್ ದ ಲೋವರ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಪೀಕ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹಿಮಾಲಯಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಟ್ ಫ್ಲೋಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ವಾರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಔಟ್ ದ ಪ್ಲೇನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ How the Ganges water reaches the various planets from the top of the universe is explained herein. Celestial airplanes carry the water from the planets of the sages to the planets. So-called advanced scientists of the modern age are trying to go to the higher planets, but at the same time they are experiencing a power shortage on Earth. If they were actually capable scientists, they could personally go by airplanes to other planets. But this they are unable to do. Having now given up their moon excursions, they are attempting to go to the other planets, but without success. Text 5, which is in the prose form, so I will just read, and because it's the same theme of Mother Ganges appearing from causal ocean to moving different heavenly planets. Tatra chaturdha bhidyamana chaturbhinama bhishchaturbhidish bhistapadanti nadana dipati mevabhi nivashati sitalakanda chakshu bhadreti. On top of Mount Meru, the Ganges divides into four branches, each of which gushes in different directions, east, west, north and south. These branches, known by the name Sita, Alakananda, Chakshu and Bhadra, flow down to the ocean. Next verse. Sita to Brahma Sadanat Keshara Chaladi Girisikharabhyo Dodha Prasharavanti Gadamadana Murdhasupati Vantarena Bhadrashva Varsham Pracham Dishiksha Samudram Abhipravashati. The branches of the Ganges known as Sita flows through the Brahmapuri atop Mount Meru, and from there it runs down to nearby peaks of the Kesharachal mountains, which stand almost as high as Mount Meru itself. These mountains are like a bunch of filaments around the Mount Meru. From Kesharachal mountains, the Ganges falls to the peak of Gandhamadana mountain and then flows into the land of Bhadrashva Varsha. Finally, it reaches the ocean of salt water in the west. Verse number 7. Evam mallevacha chikarana nishpatanti tato nuparataha vega ketuna malam abhi chakshu pratyacham dishishanti patim praveshati. The branch of the Ganges known as Chakshu falls onto the summit of Mallevan mountain, and from there cascades onto the land of Ketumala Varsha. The Ganges flows incessantly through Ketumala Varsha and in this way also reaches the ocean of salt water in the west. Verse 8. Bhadra Chotara Tomeru Shirosoni Patitagiri Shikharadagiri Shikharam Atihaya Shringavata Shringad Avasya Damana Uttamamsha Uttaramsa Tukurta Abhita Udicham Dishi Jaladhim Abhi Pravashati. The branch of the Ganges known as Bhadra flows from the northern side of the Mount Meru. Its waters falls under the peak of Kumada Mountain, Mount Neela, Shweta Mountain and Shringavan Mountain in succession. Then it runs down into the province of Kuru and after crossing through that land flows into the salt water ocean in the north. Verse number 9. It's very long verse. Should I take? So I will take translation directly. Similarly, the branch of the Ganges known as Alakananda flows from the southern side of Brahmapuri, Brahma Sadana. Passing over the top of mountains in the various land, it falls down with fierce force upon the peaks of the mountains Hemakuta and Hemakuta. After inundating the tops of those mountains, the Ganges falls down onto the tract of land known as Bharatavarsha, which she also inundates. Then the Ganges flows into the ocean of salt water in the south. Persons who comes to bathe in this river are fortunate. It is not very difficult for them to achieve with every step the result of performing great sacrifices like the Rajasuya and Ashwamedh Yajnas. Purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The place where the Ganges flows into the salt water of the Bay of Bengal is still known as Ganga Sagar, or the meeting place of the Ganges and the Bay of Bengal. On the Makara Sankranti, in the month of January, February, thousands of people still go there to bathe, hoping to be liberated. That they can actually be liberated in this way is confirmed herein. For those who bathe in the Ganges at any time, the results of great sacrifices like Dashwamedha and Rajasya Yajnas are not at all difficult to achieve. Most people in India are still inclined to bathe in the Ganges, and there are many places where they can do so. At Prayag, Allahabad, many thousands of people gather during the month of January to bathe in the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna. Afterwards, many of them go to the confluence of the Bay of Bengal and the Ganges to take bath there. Thus, it is special facility for all the people of India that they can bathe in the water of the Ganges at so many places of pilgrimage. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhesha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So translation of verse number 9 is: the branches of Ganges known as Alaknanda flows from the southern side of Brahmapuri, passing over the tops of mountains in various lands. It falls down with fierce force upon the peaks of the mountains Hemakuta and Hemakuta. After inundating the tops of those mountains, the Ganges falls down onto the tract of land known as Bharatvarsha, which she also inundates. Then the Ganges flows into the ocean of salt water in the south. Persons who come to bathe in this river are fortunate. It is not very difficult for them to achieve with every step the results of performing great sacrifices like the Rajasuya and Ashwamedh Yajna. So, as we heard the story yesterday in detail, Abhay Gaurangpur explained how Mother Ganges starts from the causal ocean with the lotus feet of Vamandevas piercing the material covering. From there it starts, and then first it comes to the Dhruvaloka. From there it then reaches to the planets of seven rishis. Then from there it reaches to all moon planet, and then Brahmalok, and from there it now reaches to Bharatvarsha. So this movement of Mother Ganges to purify all the places in upper planetary system, and then finally it has reached to the Bharatvarsha. So all descriptions and the glories of Mother Ganges yesterday also we saw in much detail. Prabhuji explained very nicely about the different forms of Mother Ganges, how she came as Manasi Ganga, and how she is purifying all the planetary systems also. So today we'll further move little ahead with the glorification of Mother Ganges only. So in Srimad Bhagavad Gita also, 10th chapter, wherein the different vibhatis of the Lord are explained, and where the 31 verse explains, Pavanah Pavatam Asmi Rama Shastra Bhritam Aham Jasnam Makaras Makaras Chasmi Shrotasam Asmi Janavi. Where Lord says, of the purifiers, I am the wind. Of the welders of weapon, I am the ram. Of fishes, I am the shark. And of flowing rivers, I am the Ganges. So there also, while explaining the vibhutis, Lord says, I am the Ganges in flowing waters or the rivers. Also, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of the prominent acharya, in his book Navadip Dham Mahatmya, he glorifies the Mother Ganges and taking bath in the Ganges by saying that liberation attained by any other process is simply attained just by taking bath in the Ganga. That is how he glorifies Mother Ganges in his Navadip Dham Mahatmya. So one time His Holiness Jaipataka Maharaja was also glorifying Mother Ganges that you people in Mayapur could not understand the glories of Mother Ganges, but we are so fortunate that practically this Mother Ganges has stored the Krishna Prem in his water, and that's been kept by personally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are so fortunate to be here in the Mayapur, and just by taking bath in the river Ganges, we can get Krishna Prem, which has been put by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally. So this is how all the acharyas and shastras glorify Mother Ganges. So moving ahead, His Holiness Gorgon Maharaja's one of the publishing book, that is Krishna Kathamrut Bindu, where he quotes about the Vallabhacharya's opinion about the Mother Ganges, and he says, Vallabhacharya says that there is the form of Ganga of water, and on the earthly planet the water is there. She is nourishing the crops, she is giving bathing water, she is giving drinking water, she is giving so many gifts to the human society in the form of water. So Vallabhacharya describes the three aspects of the Mother Ganges, which are so important for all living beings. The one, that first one is mentioned here, is the Mother Ganges in the liquid form, water form. The second is Mother Ganges as the place of pilgrimage. And third form is like Mother Ganges as goddesses, and who is expansion of the pleasure potency of the Lord. So all these three forms, Vallabhacharya describes in very detail and glorifies all the three forms of Mother Ganges, and how they are so powerful and purifying to the whole human existence and all living beings. So, the second which we were, like first one which we mentioned about the liquid form of the water, then Ganga is a place of pilgrimage, and those who have faith in the Ganga in this way can access her blessings as a place of pilgrimage, where they can get different things. So Ganga appears as a holy place of pilgrimage. And then the third aspect of Ganga is that she is the divine goddess, an expansion of the pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. And if we love her as a person and have faith and worship her as a person, then she could give pure bhakti. So these are wonderful glorifications given by Vallabhacharya. And His Holiness Gorgon Maharaj mentioned in his Krishna Kathamrut Bindu book. So we will first start with the Mother Ganges as her divine form of a goddess, which is expansion of pleasure potency of the Lord. So Ganga was just so much happy to see good fortune, as we were hearing yesterday. Abhay Gaurampura very nicely explained about how Mother Yamuna also got a fortune to have a direct pastimes of Lord Radha Krishna Balaramji on her banks. And seeing that, Mother Ganga was also happy. But still, she had a desire that I should also get that fortune, and Lord Krishna fulfilled that in the form, like she appeared as a Manasi Ganga and did few of the pastimes. But same time, Krishna also promised Mother Ganga that time that in Kali Yuga, myself and Radharani will come as a Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Duti Swalalita Naomi Krishna Swarupam, and perform the same Braj Leela in a Navadvip, and you will be assisting there me in all the pastimes. So Lord Krishna promised Mother Ganga that although he manifested Mother Ganga as Manasi Ganga and performed few pastimes in Braj Leela, but also he promised that in a next life, when he will come as a Gauranga, he will fulfill all the desires of Mother Ganges and perform all the Braj pastimes in Navadvip also. So there is a famous story of Mother Ganga, which we heard in Mahabharata many of times, how this goddess Ganga is so helping the Lord in all his plans and all the time assisting Lord's plans. So as we know that in Mahabharata story comes where Maharaj Shantanu, when he was walking by the Ganga, and suddenly he saw a very beautiful woman walking by the Ganges, and he could not identify she as a Mother Ganges herself. And he got so attracted, and he directly offered obeisances and begged her, prayed her, and put his heart at the lotus feet of Ganges in goddess form, and told like his love towards her, and offered whole kingdom, whole wealth and everything at her lotus feet, and said, please be with me and marry with me. And Mother Ganges, hearing his submission and the prayers and the everything offered to her, she was pleased, and she became ready to get married with him. But she just put two conditions, that I'm ready to marry with you, but with two conditions. One is that you don't ask me any time what's my origin, because Shantanu Maharaj was not knowing she is a Mother Ganges. He got just attracted to her and put a proposal, and she accepted, but put two conditions for that. And then another, you don't ask for my any of the actions, they are good or bad, anything, whatever I do, you don't ask anything about that. So with these two conditions, then Shantanu Maharaj also was ready, and both of them got married, and they had a good marriage life. After some time, then Shantanu Maharaj begot a son from Mother Ganges, and she immediately took that son and took him and drowned into the water of the Ganges. So Shantanu Maharaj, although he was like, could not tolerate a mother taking a child immediately after birth to the water and drowning him inside the water, it was so intolerable for him. But he only promised that I will not ask for any of the act, whatever you do, good or bad. So he just kept on silent. And it repeated for 7 sons to happen in the same way. They begot 7 sons, and every time she, after the birth, took the son and drowned into the water of Ganges. When 8th time, when she was taking the son to drown into the water, this time Shantanu Maharaj stopped. Although he was remembering everything, but he could not tolerate that. How could, like, he says, you are as ugly as by your acts as you are beautiful by your look. Your acts are so ugly as beautiful by your look. And how can you do this kind of act that you are drowning your own sons just after giving birth? No mother could do that. How could you do that? And as per the promise, because that was the condition, Shantanu Maharaj was not supposed to ask any question for any of the good or bad acts of her. And she immediately said, because you have asked that why I am doing this, I am leaving this place now. But since you have asked, I will answer both the questions. So my origin is, myself is Mother Ganges, and I came from spiritual world, and I am goddess of Ganges. And then she mentions, why I am drowning these sons of mine, there is a story behind that, and she tells the story also about how these eight vasus were the devatas, and one time they were with their wives, and while wandering they come across the Rishi Vasishtha's ashram, and there they saw this beautiful Nandini cow, and wives of the one of the vasus, of these eight vasus, they got attracted towards this Nandini Kamadhenu cow. She was so blissful, so beautiful. So she thought of taking this cow with her. But then the Vasu husband asked, we are all like celestial people, we need not have anything to do with the cows. Anyways, we need not have to drink milk or do anything. So why you are just asking for getting the cow? But then the wife, she was desperate, had talked with the husband, and with the sweet words, she somehow convinced the husband that we should take this cow. And then those Vasus took the cow. And then afterwards, when Vasishtha comes and he understands his soul lovable cow Nandini with so much good qualities, she has been taken by these Vasus. And in meditation, he understands what has happened. And then he curses the Vasus that you all will go to this mundane world, material world. From the celestial peoples, you become the human beings in this material world. And then all of them, Vasus, they understand what mistake they did. They come forward, they offer obeisances to Vasishtha Muni and ask for the forgiveness. And then Vasishtha says, because the curse has been already given, that cannot be retracted, but that can be reduced. So, because you have asked for the forgiveness, the seven of you, as soon as you take birth in the material world, you will die and immediately come to the celestial planets. But the one whose wife took the cow, he cannot be forgiven. So he has to spend his whole life in this material world only. And after completing that only, he can come to the celestial planets. But because he is also part of your group and he also prayed, so whenever he is there in a material world, he will have a wonderful activities and he will be heroic and performing various wonderful activities in this material world also. And then Mother Ganges tells to the Shantanu Maharaj, so these were the seven vasus. Immediately after giving birth, I took them to the water and drowned them so that they can get celestial bodies immediately. And the eighth one was the one whose wife took the Nandini cow. So he has to be there. But still, because he is my son, I will train him personally. So she took to the Vasishtha Muni, to the different devatas, and that eighth son, whose name is Devavrat, who was very nicely trained by all the devatas, and he was empowered with many good qualities and many skills of the Kshatriya activities. So in that way, that Devavrat became the Bhishma in the future, who was one of the Vasu. So this is the story about how the goddess of Ganges, in goddess form, how she performed the activities by which she acts in the help of the different plans of the Lord. Then second, how Mother Ganges, in the form of different pilgrimages, is purifying whole world. So we'll see few references from the Shastras. There is a verse in the Kapil Samhita which says about Namani Devam Papagnin Janvi Bhakta Vatsalam Trailokya Pavanam Twamhi Raksha Mam Sharana Gatam, where it is said that I bow down to the goddess of Janvi, destroyer of all sins, in the form of pilgrimage. kind to the devotees and purifier of the three worlds. I surrender unto you, please protect me. This is prayer offered in the Kapila Samhita. And also, there is one more verse from Padma Puran which glorifies the pilgrimage place of Mother Ganges. Janivitira yatrayam daivadyasya bhavet pati panchato sopi paramam dhama gachenana samshayaha. There is no doubt that anyone who dies on the path when on pilgrimage to the Ganga will go to the highest abode. Padma Puran 77 and 78 verse. So the glorification of the Mother Ganges in the form of pilgrimage is also glorified in many of the places. And about that, there is also a very wonderful story which explains about how the Mother Ganges in the form of pilgrimage is so powerful. And just by remembering Mother Ganges at the time of death, one gets higher planetary systems or the higher abodes. So that's the power of the just a place of Mother Ganga as a place of pilgrimage. So we'll hear the story of there were two frogs, and before that, the story begins like there was a king whose name was Satya Dharma, and his wonderful wife, her name was Vijaya. So this is the story when on the earth there was the junction between Treta Yuga and Dwapar Yuga. Both these couple were very religious and very nicely behaved. And once happens that one of the deer, getting feared of a tiger, ran from the forest and directly entered into the kingdom of this king Satya Dharma and directly entered into the palace. So not understanding any reason why deer has come inside the palace, and the king also could not think of much, but because the deer has already entered, without thinking much, he just took a sword, because as a Kshatriya, he could not think much. Seeing the deer has come inside the palace, he immediately used the sword and his hind legs got completely cut off. And then deer with only two front legs sit on his hip and started crying and died there in front of king himself. And because of that, as a Kshatriya, and the deer has already surrendered to him, he was supposed to protect the deer. But because out of Kshatriya nature he killed the deer, so he got next birth as a frog, and the wife became also she frog, and both of them were suffering in this material world. But by God's grace, they were remembering what they have done in the last life, and king could remember that because I did this mistake, and I killed the deer without any reason, I am suffering, and I am in this body of a frog, and she is into the she frog. So now, as a frog, they were now constantly thinking, and they heard that the Mother Ganges is so powerful, and they remember everything, all the glories of the Mother Ganges. So one day they decided, few people were going to go for the pilgrimages to Ganges. So they thought of, we also will go to the pilgrimage and take bath in the Ganges and we will purify ourselves. So they started journey towards the Mother Ganges. And on the way, somehow a serpent came in front of them and he opened his mouth and just said, "Okay, I'm going to eat both of you." Now both frogs, they are on the way to the pilgrimage to Ganga. Somehow they put forth that to the serpent, tried to convince, "See, anyways we are going to go to the pilgrimage and then we will get delivered. And if you eat us, how much enjoyment you will get? You have many other options, but we are on the way towards the pilgrimage. So please forgive us and allow us to go to the Ganges, to the pilgrimage place." But then serpent said, "See, the Lord who has created you, he only has created me, and he created you as a prey and as a predator, so I have to do my duty." And that serpent ate both of the frogs, she frog and he frogs. And they God died, and immediately, because they were constantly remembering Ganga, Ganga, and they were on the way to the Ganges, they achieved the higher abode. And the explanation is given, because they were constantly remembering the place of Mother Ganga as a pilgrimage, and they were constantly remembering the glories of the Mother Ganga. Even they were eaten by the serpent, they got higher abode. And that is how the glories of this tirtha place, Ganga. So, while glorifying these tirtha places, we will try to just see few of the beautiful places, at least in this material world, where Mother Ganga starts from Gangotri. And Srila Prabhupada explains in today's purport in very detail about the Ganga Sagar, the tirtha place where a huge mela happens every Sankranti, 15th January, every Sankranti of every year. So we'll not go in much detail, but we'll at least try to see the different places of pilgrimages on the banks of the Mother Ganges. So Gangotri, the origin of the Ganga. Gangotri is a holy city on a Ganga in the Uttarkashi district. It is one of the Chardham. Additionally, the city is the most sacred site where Bhagirathi originates from Gomukha in the Gangotri glaciers. So this is the version where Gangotri actually came from the jatas of the Shivaji, and that's before that from Gomukha actually it originates, but in physical form we can see at the Gangotri. Then from there is another beautiful place called as Rudraprayag. So this is in a little different direction where confluence of Alaknanda and Mandakini happens. So Rudraprayag is a celestial city on the Ganga in a Rudraprayag district. The city witnesses the confluence of Alaknanda emerged from Nanda Devi and Mandakini emanated from the Charbari glaciers. So from one side Bhagirathi, the starts from Gangotri flows, and another side Alaknanda and Mandakini comes. And both of these three then meet at Devaprayag, the godly confluence. So Devaprayag is a holy city on a Ganga located in the Tehri Garhwal district of Uttarakhand. Here Bhagirathi and Alaknanda unite to form the mainstream of great river Ganga. The confluence city is an extremely important religious spot for Hindus. Some significant sites in Devaprayag are the suspension bridges, Mahadev temple, Darshata Tila, and many other beautiful places existing there. So this is how now Mother Ganga flowing from Gangotri, then Devaprayag, and then it comes to the Rishikesh, which is also called as land of sages, and which has lot of significance. And we could see nowadays millions of the people go to this place. Although the purpose is more like having meditation and other spiritual practices, but everyone has a lot of faith in taking bath in the Mother Ganges, and every day, like thousands of the people on the banks of river perform aarti of Mother Ganga and take the spiritual benefits at the bank of Mother Ganges. And for us, we have also very importance of this Mother Ganges in Rishikesh. Our Guru Maharaj has spent a lot of time there, and he stayed in various places of Tatwala Baba's Gufa, then Mahesh Yogi's meditation places, then Paramartha Niketan, Lakshman Jhula, now Ram Jhula has also come. So many beautiful places, and ISKCON is also doing a lot of preaching activities nowadays in Rishikesh. And everyone knows about the glories of Mother and Ganges, and especially like His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who explains in one of the classes that how he received this most auspicious Hare Krishna Mahamantra when he was meditating in the banks of Ganges, sitting on the stone in right middle of the Mother Ganges. And when he was meditating, that time he received this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and from then he started chanting. So that is how Rishikesh is such an auspicious pilgrimage place. From there, also very important pastime of Srila Prabhupada is also there in Rishikesh. When in 1977, when he travelled from Bombay, before that when he was there for a few days in Rishikesh, and when his health was very bad, he approximately he stayed maybe for 15 to 20 days. And that time when he was having a class with the devotees and he was glorifying Mother Ganges. And he said ki it's so, the water of Mother Ganges is so purifying that it can cure all the diseases and give good health to the human beings. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, knowing that Prabhupada is sick now, and if this water is so purifying and so powerful, can cure any disease, he immediately jumped to the Mother Ganges water. He took out the water, bowl of water, and immediately come to the Prabhupada, and he offers water to the Prabhupada. Prabhupada, the water from Mother Ganges. Prabhupada was shocked. Mother Ganges flows here so fast. He has just directly dived from the window into the water. He can run away with the water, but he was so surrender, he immediately got water and just offered it to the Prabhupada, and he was so happy. So that is the place of pilgrimage, Rishikesh. And from there are beautiful places, so we will not go much in detail. Haridwar, which is also a wonderful place where many times Kumbh Mela happens, lot of millions of devotees go there. Hariki Podi, very famous place there, people take bath there. And that's why it is called as also Dwar to the spiritual world. So Haridwar, or place of moksha. Then Mother Ganges moved towards Varanasi, which is land of Mahakal, Shivaji's place. And we know, like, all the people, like, after death, the whatever astis are there, usually people offered to the various rivers, but the Kashi is considered the most auspicious. And it is said that when one performs Shraddha that Kashi once, then no need to perform Shraddha anywhere later. So that place is very auspicious. Then Mother Ganges moves towards the Prayagraj, the king of confluence, where Saraswati, Mother Ganga and Yamuna meets together. And Kumbh Mela happens, and where millions of the people come, many yogis and many sadhus, and perform and take bath in the Mother Ganges, where this confluence of three rivers together. Then two more important places, that is Sultan Ganj, the holy city on the Ganga, which is in a Bihar district, Bhagalpur district of Bihar, where also it's in a the water of Mother Ganges is taken to the Jyotirlinga, one of the Jyotirlinga, which is called as Baidyanath. And it is said that every year the Abhishek of Shivaji is performed with the water of Mother Ganges to this Jyotirlinga. Then comes the Kahalagaon, city of Maharshi Vasishta. So this is also a place in Uttar Vahini in a Bihar. And from there, Mother Ganges moved towards Barhe, where the home of Umanath, the Shivaji's very wonderful temple is there. And it's very historic temple of Lord Shiva, which is called as Umanath. And it's very famous site. And then from there, Mother Ganges moved towards the east, and then finally meets the way of Bengal, where the confluence, which is called as Ganga Sagar. And about that, Srila Prabhupada has described in very detail in today's purport, how this Ganga Sagar is such a holy place, where, as we see in the Kumbh Mela of Prayagraj, millions of the people come. In a similar way, in the month of January, when Makar Sankranti, 15th Jan, every year there is a big Mela, and millions of the people come and take bath in the Mother Ganges. And many auspicious places are there. Kapila Tirtha is there, and other wonderful places where people come every year and take bath and purify themselves. So this is the second aspect of Mother Ganga as a place of pilgrimage. And then third aspect of Mother Ganga, which has been described in today's ninth verse purport, where Prabhupada says that person who comes to bathe in the Ganga are fortunate. It is not difficult for them to achieve with every step the result of performing great sacrifices like Rajasya Yajna and Ashwamedh Yajnas. And one whoever takes the little water of Mother Ganges can purify from inside and outside. So a drop of Mother Ganges water can purify our diseases from inside and outside, all external diseases too. And we hear in many of the places that This Tirtha of Ganges is taken to many places, and devotees do Abhishek of Shaligram, do Abhishek of the Lord in many of the festivals. And this water is also very powerful, even in for agriculture, wherever Mother Ganges is flowing. Both the sides, there is always a good crop is harvested because it carries a lot of minerals and very powerful. So crop growth is very nice around all the banks of the river Ganges. So water is so purifying, gives nourishment to the plants, gives nourishment to the human beings. In that, in the form of water also, Mother Ganges is so powerful. So it's already time, but I have been also given one more verse. So I will just read, not keeping for others because. So the 10th verse where it's been mentioned that many other rivers, both big and small, flow from the top of Mount Meru. These rivers are like daughters of the mountain, and they flow to the various tracts of land in hundreds of branches. Among the 9 varshas, the tract of land known as Bharata Varsha is understood to be the field of fruity activities. Learned scholars and saintly persons declare the other 8 varshas to be meant for very highly elevated pious persons. After returning from the heavenly planets, they enjoy the remaining results of their pious activities in these 8 earthly varshas. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the heavenly places of enjoyment are divided into 3 groups: the celestial heavenly planets, the heavenly places on earth, and the Bheel heavenly places, which are found in the lower regions. Among these 3 classes of heavenly places, Bhoma, Swarga, and Padani, the heavenly places on earth are the 8 varshas other than Bharat Varsha. In Bhagavad Gita 9.21, Krishna says, Kshine Punya Marte Lokam Vishanti. When the person living in the heavenly planets exhaust the results of their pious activities, they return to this earth. In this way, they are elevated to the heavenly planets, and then they again fall to the earthly planets. This process is known as Brahmanda Brahmana, wandering up and down throughout the universe. Those who are intelligent, in other words, those who have not lost their intelligence, do not involve themselves in this process of wandering up and down. They take to the devotional service of the Lord so that they can ultimately penetrate the covering of this universe and enter the spiritual kingdom. Then they are situated on one of the planets known as Vaikuntha Loka, or still higher, Krishna Loka or Golok Vrindavan. A devotee is never caught in the process of being promoted to the heavenly planets and again coming down. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eyi rupe brahmande brahmate kona bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasade paye bhakti lata bij. Among all the living entities wandering throughout the universe, one who is most fortunate come in contact with a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus gets the opportunity to execute devotional service. Those who are sincerely seeking the favor of Krishna comes in contact with a guru, a bona fide representative of Krishna. The Mayavadis indulging in mental speculation and the Karmis desiring the results of their actions cannot become gurus. A guru must be direct representative of Krishna who distributes the instructions of Krishna without any change. Thus, only the most fortunate person come in contact with the guru as confirmed in the Vedic literatures. Tad vijnanartham sagurum eva bhagachet. One has to search out a guru to understand the affairs of the spiritual world. Srimad Bhagavatam also confirms this point. Tasmad guru prapaddet jigyasu shreya uttamam. One who is very interested in understanding the activities in the spiritual world must search out a guru, a bona fide representative of a Krishna. From all angles of vision, therefore, the word guru is especially meant for the bona fide representative of a Krishna and no one else. Padma Puran states, A Vaishnava Gururna Shat. One who is not a Vaishnava or who is not a representative of Krishna cannot be a guru. Even the most qualified Brahmana cannot become a guru if he is not a representative of Krishna. Brahmanas are supposed to acquire six kinds of auspicious qualifications. They become very learned scholars, that is Patan, and very qualified teachers, that is Patan. They become expert in worshipping the Lord or the demigods, that is Yajan, and they teach others how to execute this worship. The first one, they become expert in worshipping the Lord or the teacher is, they become expert in worshipping the Lord or the demigods is Yajan, and they teach others how to execute this worship is Yajan. They qualify themselves as bona fide persons to receive alms from others, pratigraha, and they distribute the wealth in charity, dana. Yet, even a Brahmana possessing this qualification cannot become a guru unless he is representative of Krishna. Gurur nasyat. Vaishnava swapacho guru. But a Vaishnava, a bona fide representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, can become a guru even if he is swapacha, a member of a family of a dog eaters. Of the three divisions of heavenly planets, Swargaloka, Bhoma Swarga, he is sometimes accepted as the track of land in a Bharatvarsha known as Kashmir. In this region, there are certainly good facilities for material sense enjoyment, but this is not the business of a pure transcendentalist. Rupa Goswami describes the engagement of a pure transcendentalist as follows. Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavratam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttamaha. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruity activities or philosophical speculation. That is called a pure devotional service. Those who fully engage in devotional service to Krishna just to please Him are not interested in the three divisions of heavenly places, namely Divya Swarga, Bhoma Swarga, and Bila Swarga. So, although Mother Ganges is flowing to all these planetary systems, Srila Prabhupada finally writes in the Prabhupada, one has to perform pure devotional service. Although we are interested to take bath, get purified, but simultaneously continue chanting Hare Krishna and following the instructions of spiritual master. Hare Krishna. So it's already 9:10. So we'll end. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.